The big drought in the southeast is what's making people and animals thirsty. The drought has entered its third year, and in Georgia, legislators are debating building new reservoirs and other ways to get more water. Spring rains have helped a bit, though they haven't changed the long-term forecast, another hot and dry summer. And that's bad news for horses. Some horse owners have even had to turn in their horses to a rescue operation, as NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Just outside Atlanta, in the hills of Cherokee County, is the North Wind Equestrian Center, one of the largest horse rescue operations in the southeast. In this valley, on a 50-acre farm, you'll find about two dozen horses grazing peacefully.
Now, isn't that a beautiful sight, seeing all those horses out there? Look at them looking at us. Hey!
Cheryl Flanagan opened this horse rescue in 1998 when she and her husband moved here from Florida. They started with a boarding operation, decided they didn't like it, and began rescuing horses instead. Flanagan shows me around the place. She knows each animal by name. We stopped to meet a large gray quarter horse called Dallas, a victim of the long drought. Dallas would probably have starved to death if Flanagan had not intervened.
He was very, very thin when we got him. And it's a slow process to put the weight back on a horse. We add a fat supplement to their food. The people just couldn't afford to keep him. But a thin horse like that, he could lose 50 to 75 pounds in one night. So
wow.
It's really hard to get that back on. You can't do it in one night. You can't do it in a week. Sometimes it takes a month or two.
Flanagan has about 90 horses on her farm. Most are here because of the drought or because the owners lost their farms. In fact, many people call and beg her to pick up their animals. One extra expense has been the cost of hay. Usually horses graze on grass most of the year, but the drought burned out fields and limited the hay farmers were able to produce. So instead of buying a small amount for 3 months, owners had to purchase extra food for 9 months. Dustin Curtis, who works with his father in the hay business, says another problem is simply finding the hay.
A lot of the old farmers we used to go back to that would have abundance of it, they've done sold theirs, and they're hoping to make a good crop this time. I don't know. All we can do is hope for rain.
The price of a square bale has doubled from a year ago to $9 today. With gas prices up, the cost of getting the hay here is also more expensive. Feeding a horse could run as high as $2,000 a year, and many had no trouble keeping a horse or two. Now the animals are being abandoned in fields or left with friends who aren't equipped to care for them.
I don't see grain prices coming down at all. I don't see gas prices coming down. So I think there'll be more horses looking for homes. And they have to go somewhere.
As the horses are rounded up and led into the barn for the evening, they know they're about to get fed and they're excited. Volunteers have mixed together food and vitamin supplements. Each horse finally gets what it needs. A few stay out all night, including one of Flanagan's favorites, a skittish white horse named Trudy, who is also blind. Flanagan brings her a small bucket of food.
Come here, Trudy, this way, sweetie.
Flanagan smiles as she listens to Trudy, chewing her oats and hay. Some of the horses will stay here for a short time until their owners can afford to take them back. Others, like Trudy, will remain here permanently. And a few will eventually find new homes. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.